Hi, and welcome to Mama Isis Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me tonight. I decided to do a tarot and medium reading on Coal Brings Plenty. The four cards that I pulled were Two of Coins in the Upright, Four of Coins in the Upright, Two of Baskets in the Upright, and Five of Knives in the Upright. And this is on my Hoodoo Voodoo deck. I absolutely love this tarot deck. The first thing that I notice is the energy surrounding the parents. The first thing that Cole says is, it was my mom. Going into this medium reading, he said she was with the government. He states that before I died, I felt like I was in space and I was looking for my sister. Now, I didn't know anything about his family, so I Google his sister. His sister had passed and they didn't know why. And I thought, well, that's odd, but it's not with the energy surrounding the parents of who murdered Cole. This didn't surprise me. He stated, I couldn't even have crooked teeth. That wasn't allowed. I had to bring home the goods. I had to stick with an agenda. I was too nice. I was being too nice to people that they didn't want me being nice to. I was dabbling in Christianity. And why were they mad at me? I would have came back to the spiritual ways. So he made it clear that he had a fight with his parents before he had passed. His sister, they don't know how she died. Of suicide, they suspect, but they really don't know. And I said, well, in the biopsy, or whatever they've done to your body, in the news, it's stating that they did not find foul play. So I said, do you know of any way that you could have died? People who die that you speak with don't always remember or know. There are plants, herbs, and roots that are out there that don't show up in biopsies. And that was something that we discussed was a possibility. He stated that, I don't want this to just be it. I don't want this to be all there is that I die and then I'm gone. And we had this talk of, there's so much more after the physical. And that was a pretty long discussion that me and Cole had. Somebody must have put him in fear over that thought. He didn't feel like his parents loved him at all. He really just didn't. And they were fighting before he passed. On the Two of Coins, we had a discussion about how he liked clothes, and he liked to spend money on clothes. So it seemed to kind of have a negative connotation, like maybe how or where he spent money at might have been an issue. But he was supposed to do what his parents wanted him to do and bring home the goods. And he wasn't sticking with the agenda. So that was it. Was that how it was for his sister as well? What can we learn from this reading? By looking at this reading, we learn how sacred our family is. We can look at Coal Brings Plenty and know that bad things happen to really good people. He was in a situation with his parents and he was the victim. So by evaluating this reading, I look at my family and I look at my friends, and I'm so grateful to have them, to have family and friends that don't use you for an agenda, expect you to do something. And then if you don't do it, end your life. Thank you so much for listening to my medium and tarot reading of Coal Brings Plenty. I hope you join my podcast again, Mama Isis Podcast. Blessed be.